This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. The Senate Judiciary Committee has concluded its public questioning of Judge John Roberts. The nominee for Chief Justice of the United States spent more than 20 hours this week answering, or frequently declining to answer, questions from committee members. The full Senate could vote on Judge Roberts' nomination by the end of the month, NPR's Ari Shapiro reports.
This morning marked the Democrats' last attempt to get a clear picture of the man who may soon become the head not only of the Supreme Court, but of the whole federal judiciary. From the outset, ranking Democrat Patrick Leahy of Vermont made clear his dissatisfaction with the process thus far.
Judge, you're really going to miss this, aren't you? I mean, you're going to miss doing this every day. I mean, it's... You're not even going to answer that one, are you?
Well, it's...
Roberts did answer some questions about judicial ethics, the death penalty, and courts that can authorize secret wiretaps. But he also repeated responses that have become familiar over the last few days, such as, it depends on the facts of the case, and those were the views of my client at the time, not my personal views. Those kinds of answers have frustrated Democrats, like California Senator Dianne Feinstein, who said she still doesn't know how she'll vote on the nominee.
I had one impression of you when we had our hour in private. And to a great extent, I think I came out of that meeting with a different sense of you. And, of course, the impression that I have today is of this very cautious, very precise man.
Almost all of the committee Democrats took advantage of an optional third round of questioning. New York Senator Charles Schumer said after two rounds, he still doesn't know who Roberts is.
If you were sitting here, what question would you ask John Roberts so that you or us could be sure that we weren't nominating what I call an ideologue, someone who you might define as somebody who wants to make law, not interpret law? And then how would you answer the question you asked yourself?
I'd begin by saying, well, that's a good question, sir.
Robert said he'd ask many of the questions that have already been put to him.
I've talked about how I would approach cases involving the right to privacy under the Liberty Clause. I've talked about how I would approach cases involving government enforcement in the antitrust.
How about something
clause?
That you haven't talked, a question that hasn't been asked?
Well,
since some of us are still... unsure.
Roberts replied that some nominees might discuss their personal views, but he doesn't allow his personal views to influence his judgments, so he's chosen not to discuss them in this hearing. He has, over the last few days, given Congress some advice on how they can get the results they want from the federal judiciary. Yesterday, he told committee members that they could write new laws to handle a controversial property rights case decided by the Supreme Court last term. And today, he again advised the legislative branch. In response to Senator Leahy's complaint about judges who rule against plaintiffs seeking to bring anti-discrimination lawsuits in federal court, Roberts said this.
If Congress wants them to sue, all Congress has to do is write one sentence saying individuals harmed by a violation of this statute may bring a right of action in federal court. There are laws where Congress says that, and that question never comes up.
This afternoon, Roberts gets a break while witnesses testify for and against him. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.